Okay, here we're going to start with Simon Shin Lamevav, Sif Aleph. So I think a lot of people know you now that I climb up a tree on Shabbos. However, that's not just the end of the problem. It's not just about climbing up the tree. It's also a problem of using the tree. You can't put things onto the tree. You can't hang things on it. You can't use it. You can't use anything that's mechubel lekarka. I mean to say any part of the tree which is attached to the ground still, as opposed to, I guess, a tree that was already knocked off, then different child is a muksa, a different child, but something that's still attached to the ground, using any part of the tree is a problem, because, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gzer Hashem Yalav Yitlish, we're afraid that you're going to go up the tree and break off a branch, or break something off the tree. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet says that we're only talking above three tefachim. Okay, if something is not like a root, which is not above three tefachim, that would not be usur. So if you put something on it, you will be able to take it off of the root, assuming the root is less than three tefachim. The verse of Katan Gimel points out what we just said, which is that you can't put something on the tree, and you can't even remove something off the tree when it's on the tree. So this is a very important issue to be aware of. A lot of times balls, frisbees that get stuck in a tree on Shabbos, truth is, at that point, you have to stop. At that point, you're not supposed to anymore try to get it off the tree, because you're not allowed. You're not allowed to take things off a tree on Shabbos. That's what it says here in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Katan Gimel. If, I guess, it's just kids doing it, maybe we'll talk about that later if it comes up in the Mishnah Berurah, but there are those that weren't as machmer as the bottom line halacha. And maybe if they're kids, it might be better to just not stop them if they're going to do it anyways. But it's definitely, what you should definitely not do is teach them that it's asr and then let them do it. Better that they don't realize what they're doing is a problem and not teach them. Otherwise, they're going to think that it's mutter for them to do things that are asr on Shabbos. A person ends up getting stuck on a tree. So I don't know, they went into a tree house on Friday, they fell asleep. Now Shabbos began. So if a person went into the tree before Shabbos, they're allowed to come down. If they went on the tree, the mezid, it's also to come down. If they went b'shogeg, that they didn't realize, then it's mutter for them to come down. So if you see kids playing in a tree house, and you tell them, oh, you're not allowed to be in a tree house on Shabbos, they're allowed to come down because they didn't realize that it was also for them to go up. Even though when you come down, you end up using the tree, because you're climbing down it, but that's okay. Like the Mishnah Berurah points out, even just sitting on the tree is also using the tree. So we allow them to come down if they went up a shogeg on Shabbos. My point said, even though we said someone who goes up on Shabbos, goes up before Shabbos could come down, it does not apply to things that are hanging on a tree. If you have something hanging on a tree before Shabbos, you are not allowed to take it down. Rama says this whole issue of using trees and things that grow from the ground is dafka, something like a tree, but not something soft like a vegetable. The Mishnah Berurah says it's like grass, so vegetables and grass don't have this problem of placing things down. So that's good, because if you have, say, tall grass that's above three tefachim, you might say it's usser then to sit on it or to place something down on it. You're sitting down and you place your jacket on it. That is not a problem, since the Rama says that soft things, soft reeds, or the vegetables is mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah says grass as well, there's no problem. So all those cases are going to be mutter, specifically about trees and any part of a tree that's above three tefachim. The Sif Beis goes back to the roots. It says that there's a difference between high roots and low roots. If the roots are above three tefachim, it's a problem. If they're below three tefachim, it's not a problem. Sometimes roots, though, on one side is even to the ground, and as the ground slopes down, it's above the ground three tefachim. So the Shulchan Aruch gives different illustrations, different cases. The main psak is going to be is that if from three sides it's above three tefachim and only one side it's below, we treat it as above three tefachim and it's a problem. But if it's half-half, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, two sides are below three tefachim and the ground slopes down and two sides are above three tefachim, then it depends which side you're on. If you're on the side that's above, it's also. If you're on the side that's below, it's mutter. Two specific examples of Mishnah Berurah gets involved with in Sif Katan Tes Vav. It's involved in certain vegetables and whether they're considered too hard. It talks about cabbage and pumpkins. Maybe they're considered too hard and they're similar to trees. That's one discussion. So anyone who might be involved in the question of sitting on these vegetables, be aware the Mishnah Berurah discusses it. At the end, he's Mekel. As far as another issue, which is a very low berry bush, so is there a problem, less than 3 tefachim on this low berry bush? So there, instead of cutting your test, Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you halach l'maisa whether it is or isn't. He just points out that if the problem is you're going to take things off the tree, off the bush, then obviously if it has berries on it, we should be afraid that one's going to pick the berries. So he does point out that's not so simple, even though it's less than 3 tefachim. If the bush, the tree, has fruits below 3 tefachim, then it might be an issue. Doesn't say black and white, yes or no, but definitely, because he doesn't say it's for sure okay, it sounds like it's better to be machmir. And from Sif Beis, it's very clear that if a person wants to sit on a tree stump on Shabbos, it's only going to be mutter if it's less than 3 tefachim tall. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet goes on to talk about walking on grass, and he says that it's not a problem, it's not a psik resha that you're going to pull the grass out even if you're barefoot. However, be careful if grass does get stuck between your toes. Keep in mind that it's muksa. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei does say if there's a psik resha, if running on grass for sure will pull out the grass, that it's going to be usur. It happens to be that Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with this Mishnah Berurah. Usually we think of Mishnah Berurah as being after Aruch HaShulchan, but I think it depends which volume. And obviously the Aruch HaShulchan wrote this Ha'ara after the Mishnah Berurah paskened his psak, because he takes issue with this Mishnah Berurah by name, and he does not like that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir when it's psik resha. He says, it says that there's no psik resha, so why are we making up that there's a situation that for sure grass will be ripped out when you run on it? Next halachas by very famous is that you're not allowed to wash your hands if you're eating on grass, because even though you're just trying to wash your hands, the water falls onto the grass, onto the ground, and it waters the grass, which is a problem of Zareya. The Mishnah Berurah points out, he alludes to the famous Machlokes Tosfos Arach, Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. You're washing your hands, it automatically goes on the grass. It's called Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. You don't care. Let's say it's just a random piece of grass. It's not your grass. You don't care. It's not your friend, or definitely not someone that you love, that you water his grass. So what would be the halacha when something automatically is going to happen but you don't care about it? So the Aruch is Mekel, he says it's Mutter, but most Paiskim Aser, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here says as well in Sif Katan Chav Zayin. That's very strong and very acidic, that's not going to help things grow, so then that's Mutter, so therefore says the Shulchan Aruch that it's Mutter if one needs to urinate outside, that's Mutter. It actually becomes very halacha l'maisa by sponging out, let's say, bleach. You clean the floor with bleach, and then you want to push it outside. Let's say during Shemitah, which is next year here in Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is you only have a problem of Zareya watering if the item is good for watering the floor, the grass. But if it's bad for it, it's acidic, and it destroys it, then there's no problem. There's no reason that anything that spills on the grass is going to be a problem, even though it's not your intention. Therefore, one should not be eating outside on the grass if you're using any liquid, because it's almost impossible for it not to happen, that something is going to fall down. In fact, I remember going back to the summers I spent in Masura, Meir Govicht, we used to have a little tish. We used to get together on Shabbos afternoon, Oinek Shabbos it was called, and he was very mocked, but that all the drinks had to be where the bungalow was, where there was concrete on the floor, but not where we're eating on the picnic tables on the grass. And he quoted the Salacha, if you can eat on the grass, then you can't have the drinks over there, because it's almost certain that something's going to fall on the grass.